Hello and welcome to Real Chat with Kat, the podcast dedicated to igniting your entrepreneurial spirit and empowering you to conquer new horizons. In this podcast, we chat with inspiring entrepreneurs on their journey to success through some amazingly insightful and expansive conversations. These episodes thrive on thought-provoking chats where our guests fearlessly explore their path to success, sharing their experiences, failures, and triumphs. No topic is off limits as we deep dive into the talked about and not so talked about pieces it takes to build a business, overcome limiting beliefs, deal with personal struggles, and everything in between that shapes our lives and our businesses. I'm your host, Kat Polsonelli, creator and founder at The Lotus Effect, where we believe that success is not just about strategies and tactics, it's about cultivating a powerful mindset and creating customized business operations that align with you and your true purpose. Whether it's mastering time management, improving productivity, enhancing leadership skills, or simply fostering a growth-oriented mindset, we'll provide you with the tools and strategies to flourish in both your business and personal life. I'm so excited to have you join us today in this episode, so get ready to feel empowered and inspired as we learn together and from one another on how to rise above challenges, break through limitations, and unlock our full potential. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me today on this episode of Real Chat with Kat. You guys are back for part two with my friend Mara Whitener, which I'm super excited to have her back. I know the last time we talked more about in the beginning of your business, the operations, the foundational pieces, and so today we're going to be talking about leveling up, right? So we're going to be talking about teams, delegation, and how to get to that part and what's going to help you within that. But before we get started, for anyone that hasn't listened to the first part, Mara, please introduce yourself. Tell us who you are, what it is that you do, and kind of what got you into it.
Awesome. Well, thank you for having me back, Kat. I really appreciate it. I'm Mara Whitener. I am a business problem solving strategist and a fractional COO, and I help you sort through all of the confusing noise out there and figure out the right pieces that you need to put in place to help you level up and grow your business.
Whoop, whoop. Okay, sorry, you guys. We've been on a roll for like a while, so y'all just gonna excuse me because I'm gonna be off the rocker today, and we're gonna have fun with it.
Yeah.
let's start with this then. If let's say you're at a point in your business where you've got some systems in place, right? You've got the clients, and you're realizing that, you know, even though you're focused, things still aren't getting done, right? So what you were doing, which was some automation and a little bit of delegating to do in certain times of the day, has now just become back to that, like, I feel like I'm spending 12 hours on my business, right? Uh-huh. What would you say would be the first thing for someone when they hit that peak in their business?
The first thing is to not lie to yourself and say, if I just push through, if I just work another hour, I'll get caught up this weekend, you know, I'll just have some downtime, I'll get caught up, it'll be okay. It's not going to be okay. You know, that's not very motivational, but it's not going to be okay. What that is a huge red flag for you that now is the time that you need to look to delegate and bring in the help that you need. So systems are great and automations are great. And those pieces that can be brought in to help you streamline that. But eventually you need people to operate those systems. You need people in the middle of those workflows. You need people because you are only one person. So you have to be able to bring help on. So first thing is to embrace the fact that it's time to grow. It's time to level up. It's time to bring on the help, and you can't do everything yourself. Sorry to be a party pooper on that one, but you can't. But then the question becomes, well, what do I delegate? How do I delegate? Who do I find? Like all of the, I call them the 5 W's of delegation, like who, what, when, where, why, and how. It really becomes trying to figure out, I always start people through an exercise. Take everything that happens in your business, everything that you do, if you have maybe a part-time team member or something, anything that anyone does in your business, write it out in detail, what they do, exactly how they do it. Take that list. Figure out anything that you absolutely have to keep, like your zone of genius items. Well, those are only going to be yours, so you're going to keep those, right? Maybe you want to make sure you keep looking at finances or things like that, like certain key things that you have to or need to keep. Mm-hmm. Everything else gets put on another list. Then you figure out, is everything on that list one job description? Can you get one person to do it? Maybe it needs to become two because there's two different areas of help that you need. And that's kind of your starting point to figure out what you need to get off of your plate and then who you actually need to bring on to help out.
Yeah, definitely. And I love that you say create that list. And for anyone out there that is a little bit of a control freak, FYI, not everything's your zone of genius. Okay. I'm just saying, if you do social media and you're like, but I can do it, and it takes you 4 hours when it should take you like an hour and a half, guess what? That's not your zone of genius. Oh no. Yeah. My hands up too. I'm right there,
right there with you right there.
And the other piece of it is too, and it's so funny. I was actually just talking, funny. I was talking to my chiropractor the other day. So we've worked together. Him and I have done some work in his business, but we were talking about that in between space that people fall where like they're getting to the point where they know they may have to delegate in the future, but monetarily they're not necessarily there yet. And so they fall into this dip where they're like, well, once I hit X, Y, Z and dollar amount, then I can hire someone. No. Because what you are doing in your business is an investment. And if delegating is going to allow you more space, more time, more in your zone of genius, whatever it is that you're looking for, which right, most of us are looking for freedom, whatever freedom means to you, that's what you're looking for, which means not spending 40 plus hours a week in your business. Then you have to look at that as an investment. It's not an expense. It's a long-term investment that allows you to get to where you want to be. And sometimes you kind of have to take the jump and be like, and swallow the pill, right? Even though you're not there yet. And I know that doesn't happen for everyone, right? Some people have done really great in their business and they're at a place where they're like, look, I know what I can budget for. I know who I can bring in. I know what they want, what I want them to do, and I want them to pay. And there are those people that fall in that kind of that gap spot right there. And it's really hard for them, I feel like, getting out of that because they're so stuck on the, when I have this, I can do that.
Correct. And I love that you brought that up because that is what prevents a lot of people from bringing on help when they need it. And that is probably the place more than half of my clients fall into because it's, well, I don't necessarily have the funds to bring on this person, but I know that's the type of person I need to bring on. What you can do when you're kind of playing that game is, number one, you do need to learn to be willing to invest in yourself, trust in yourself, and invest in your business. Because what will happen is if you don't, and you try to nickel and dime it, and you bring on a little bit of help here and a little bit of help there, and now you're spending all your time delegating to those folks and then maybe going back and fixing it, and you're not saving yourself any time. You're actually costing yourself more money and more time because your time is worth something. Most people forget that part and don't factor in that cost. But it, once you are able to say, okay, I know this, I trust myself, and I'm going to make this happen, you bring on the right strategic person. Doesn't mean you bring on all five people that you know you're going to need in the future. You bring on the first strategic person because it's having the right people in the right places. They're actually going to take so much more off of your plate and let you grow it so much quicker. Next thing you know, you're where you're at, where you said you were going to be before you brought on that help, but you're never going to get there unless you bring on the help. And so that's, it's kind of this catch 22 mindset, but you first have to learn to trust in yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I think a lot of people don't understand too, that when you are looking at delegating pieces, and this is something that I found was really interesting. I sat through a lecture a while back with my brokerage, was understanding how much you pay yourself per hour, not just for your business, but for what you do in your personal life as well, so that you can understand, is it worth my time or is it not? So if you know that you're building your business, and let's say you don't necessarily have your systems in place and you're still kind of figuring things out, but you're getting a little bit, but at that same time, you're also the caretaker, the person that cooks meals, does all the things, then maybe instead of putting someone in your business, it makes sense for you to have housekeeper, bring someone in once a week to do your laundry, like certain things that take things off your plate so that you don't feel so exhausted and so overused, because right, most of us find ourselves running both personal and business and the households, especially if you have kids, like, holy crap, that there's so many things that get piled on. And guess what's the first thing, I guarantee you, and anyone can call me a liar, that's going to fall off your plate is going to be your business. Because that you can always do later.
Yep. Or the opposite happens. You pour everything into your business, personal life falls off the plate. And I've seen that happen, especially when those approach overwhelm, you're getting into burnout range. Everything suffers. It's not just business. It's personal life. It's your health. It's everything. And trust me, I've been there. My picture is right next to the definition of burnout in the dictionary. Mentally, physically, everything. Like, I've been there. Mm-hmm. I'm still recovering years later. Like, I'm still having to deal with the effects of that. It's not where you want to go. It is not worth that extra couple hours of just plugging away at it. That $100 you could pay somebody for a few hours a week, that few hours to go spend more time with your kids, be able to go to their baseball game, to be able to just have some breathing room and some time for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So much more worth it than that $100. And I guarantee you, it's not going to take you much more to replace that or cover that expense in your business. Once you have space, less is actually more. I know that sounds cliche and you're like, you've never been in the weeds. Oh, honey, I've been in the weeds and I've been in the weeds multiple times. But when you learn to do less and delegate out what you don't need to keep on your plate, you show up as a better person. You accomplish more. I guarantee you will make more money in your business. And you will get to whatever your picture of success is, however you define that, much, much quicker and a much, much easier.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, even for, I did this in my business, you know, because I've had a couple of people say, well, I don't have the money, right? Like, I know I need it. I'm like, okay with it, but like, I literally don't have the expendable amount of cash. I've actually bartered with people. There are people out there, right, that may need your services, that you need theirs, and it's worth having a conversation with. If you know that you need to delegate it, you know, look, for instance, you know, building your website or something, there's something you could offer a value that they're needing. It's a conversation. Y'all, sorry, I got like hair like falling off me. It's a conversation that you can have with someone, and you'd be amazed at how many people are like, oh my God, no, actually that would be amazing, right? You're still delegating. You're still taking the stuff off your plate to get it done. But there are other ways of doing it than just money until you get to the point of right where you're ready to bring someone on, obviously, full-time, part-time, whatever that looks for you, and being very realistic of what that looks like.
And, you know, like you said, bartering and getting very, very, very clear on the priority of things that need to be delegated out. Like, what is going to be the most bang for your buck? Mm-hmm. So that even if it's not a barter situation and you know you need all this this help and you come up with this gigantic list of things you need to delegate off, okay, well, what's the priority? We have to figure out what is going to give you the most bang for your buck. And whether that's like your example, it takes you 4 hours to put together social media and post it and all of that kind of stuff. Guilty right here. Not my forte. But if I can delegate that out and I save 4 hours of my time a week, what do you charge someone for an hour of your time? And that's what your time is worth. So mm-hmm. however you equate that in your business, this is what most people forget to do, is give their time a value. And so if it's $50 an hour, $100, whatever you would equate that to in your business, that's what you need to assign those 4 hours that you just saved yourself. So let's mm-hmm. say it's $100 an hour. Just by that alone, you're going to save 4 hours a week. That's $400 worth of time, right? Let's say yeah. that social media person can do it for $100 an hour or $100 a week. You spend 1 hour on an extra sales call a week or drumming up new business, one of those extra hours, and you get a new client. What's your cost? You actually just made more than your actual expense. Mm-hmm. But it's really just trying to get clear on the priority of things and what's going to get you the most bang for your buck. And it actually doesn't cost you as much as you think it does.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like that kind of goes back to that, not only the scarcity mindset, but you know, how the brain always inflates all of the fears by 10. And it's the same way in your business, right? Like, it's why you really have to put it down on paper, write it all out, know what it is you're doing, know what's, even if you find out what somebody's going to charge, right? Okay. Realistically, they said that they could do it within 3 hours. So let's just say I go over and say it takes them 4 hours. This is what they said they charge. Oh, okay. This is what I'd actually be paying. Like, you really have to get it out of your head, put it on paper, put it on a spreadsheet, whatever you need to do so that you can physically see it. Because keeping it in the brain just allows it to like fester. And then the brain is like, yeah, but it's going to do this. And yeah, but if you did, then you could be spending it on it. Like, it will take you down every flipping rabbit hole that makes no sense that you probably weren't even planning on doing to begin with. Right. Uh-huh. Just because that's how the brain works. And it's so important to be aware of that when you are kind of making these decisions, especially when you find yourself in that like in-between spot, right? And you know, you talked about, because I want to go to this one too. When we were talking about putting people on the right seat of the bus, OMG, can we have a hallelujah moment right there? Because I feel like
hallelujah.
How many people have you worked with or have you dealt with that when they are hiring, they are trying to hire another version of them?
Almost everybody.
Please stop. Please stop. The point of hiring someone to do what is not your zone of genius is hiring them for their zone of genius, which means you want them to kind of be the opposite of you, right? You want them to have some skill sets that you don't possess, because that's how you mesh together. You can, I mean, for all your means, like, you can hire someone that's like you, but you're going to end up finding, one, you're going to bump heads. Two, they're probably going to be an extremely high achiever that's going to want just what you want, right? And so you may find that you need someone for that position again soon. And three, they're always going to be looking for something else, and you're going to overlap. Versus saying, hey, look, I know I can hand this off to you because you are fantastic at it and I am not. How can we work together? And that's the difference, I feel like, between a boss and a leader in their business.
Yep. And it's all about putting, like you said, the right seat on the bus, or I like to say the right people in the right places. Because when you identify and put the right people in the right places, you reduce your turnover, you create an atmosphere of people feel valued. They know what they're doing is what they are an expert in, and that is completely valued. Like, it's an entirely different atmosphere that you create because you're supporting people. People want to feel valued. They want to feel like they are a part of something, and they're not going to do that if you aren't appreciating and putting them in a place to succeed. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, a lot of the work that I have to do with folks, for those of you that are familiar with human design, I'm certified to put together small teams based on human design. And it goes to a deeper level of taking not just your quote unquote job description and what you need. So maybe you've done the work and you get really, really clear on who you need. But then you go to interview and you find these people, well, how do you find the right match? And it's really a matter of, so they have to have the zone of genius, but then also a right match for your values, your team, your mission, what you stand for. So you could have someone that their zone of genius is website design, totally have different values, stand for different things, and just aren't going to work with your team. It doesn't make them a bad person. But why wouldn't you take a few extra, like extra days or a little extra time to make sure you find a good match? Guarantee you, you're not going to have the turnover. You're going to have an amazing team atmosphere. But it's really about finding those right people and making sure they believe in your vision just as much as you do. So you don't need another you, but you need to provide a place that people can succeed. They feel like they're valued, and it helps them believe in your vision just as much as you do. And they will be there to back you and provide that safety net so you can go off on that 10-day vacation and don't have to worry about your business running. They got you.
Yeah.
They're your safety net.
Yeah. And I love that you talk about that as well, as, you know, valuing people and knowing what it is that they enjoy doing, right? Because a lot of people write on resumes, put their stuff, and then they talk to me like, I'm super organized, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, yeah, it is not your thing. First off, people, please stop lying. It's okay to not be detail-oriented, ability to multitask, blah, blah. Like, you should want to lean into your strengths, because that is going to put you in a different place, right? I mean, versus putting you in a place that you're not happy. And then 6 months later, you're like, this sucks. And your boss is going, what in the hell? Like, I thought, wait a minute, I don't understand. Right. So like, there has to be communication on both sides, and both have to be very honest. But I love what you talk about as far as, you know, appreciating people. And FYI, people, that doesn't always necessarily mean monetarily. Like, get to know your people, right? Like, somebody could be like an avid coffee lover and has this one coffee that they wish they could always have. And so you buy it and send it to them, right? Like, and that's your gift to them. That's going to mean more to someone than anything, because you took the time to get to know them and the things that they enjoy, versus just, hey, let me just slap this to you. Here's a bonus. Don't get me wrong, especially right now with all the inflation and the crazy crap, like, money is great, but when you're talking about people being valued and appreciated, it goes way beyond just handing somebody a bonus for what it is that they do. Unless, you know, money is just like their thing, but usually people have hobbies.
People are leaving corporate in droves because they don't want to feel like a number. They don't want to feel just like, you know, this monkey that's just here to do a job and not valued and not... They want to know that they're important, that the value that they're providing is important. And maybe they aren't the ones that want to have their own business, but they know their skill set can support you. If you show them that value and you show them your appreciation, sometimes that's all it takes. I mean, think about it. There's a lot of us that have been either in corporate, we always say corporate, but in corporate, or worked for someone else. It could be, you know, our first job in high school or something, working fast food or whatever. And there's always those parts that you hate. Ugh, I'm doing this. And they don't even appreciate that I like mopped the floor twice and made it really shiny. Like that, you know, because there's no appreciation. There's no one noticing what you do. Mm-hmm. People don't want that anymore. They want to feel that, and this is an entire shift in business, period. And it's here to stay. So if you think this is just a fad, no, you might want to get on board and embrace this, because this is here to stay. And bringing a little bit more of the feminine into the workplace is here to stay. Hate to tell you, fellas, you may want to embrace that a little bit. Mm-hmm. Having empathy. Yeah. Knowing that people are people, they're humans, life happens. They want to know that, oh my God, the worst day of their life, they don't have to worry about, you know, their boss saying, but if you're not here tomorrow, you're fired. Mm-hmm. You know, someone going, oh my God, I hear you. You go take care of you.
Yeah. Compassion.
They will work harder for you.
Yeah.
Than they will for someone that doesn't care.
Yeah.
So have some compassion, have some empathy, treat people like you would want to be treated. I guarantee you it will completely change your team atmosphere 100%.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, even if we go, let's say, okay, let's go to the other side of it, right? I'll play devil's advocate for those mm-hmm. that do work hard and they're like, but I do this and blah, blah, blah. Here's the flip side of it, right? If you feel like you aren't being seen or aren't being heard, especially, you know, most of us work online, and when you've got entrepreneurs, a lot of times it's through Zoom or it's not, so you're not getting to really connect with people. Don't be afraid to toot your own horn. Uh-huh. Right? Like, you don't have to be egotistical about it, but you could in a meeting be like, yeah, oh no, I already handled that. And I went ahead and did this, this, and this. And then I had questions about this because I wasn't sure. Like, if you're taking charge and you're taking that direction, and you're letting them know what you're doing. Like, when we're running a business, our minds are in 50 different places at all times, just like yours are. And we understand that. However, and I tell this to my kids, like I literally just had this conversation with my oldest one. I was like, look, I don't see all the things that you do that you are trying hard for behind the scenes. Right. Mm-hmm. So like, unless it's a physical product, like obviously if you're doing social media and your posts are doing great, be like, hey, check it out. We tried this different one. And like, look how many more engagements we got. Right. That's how you bring things up to let someone know that not only are you working hard, but you're working hard is paying off. Right. Because we yeah. don't pay attention to that because that's your area of expertise. It's the same thing with my kids. You know, my oldest one, especially like finding a job and stuff. Right. We had a conversation. I was like, dude, you just aren't trying. He was like, mom. Yes, I am. And he like started laying all this stuff out. And I was like, oh, I was like, well, here's the thing. I don't see that because you're behind closed doors. So like, come and tell me like, hey, just want to let you know, like I made all these calls. This is some stuff that happened, but I'm like, I need you to inform me because I'm so wrapped up in my own world. FYI, everybody, everyone's wrapped up in their own world.
Yeah.
You have to bring it to the surface. So it's kind of, it goes both ways, right? Like, yes. Employers, entrepreneurs that are hiring, like you need to be more aware and there needs to be more communication, open communication, mm-hmm. open, non-judging. Tell me what's going on. If you don't think it's work, give me the reason why communication. And that means that leaders have to step out of their ego, but it also means that people that are employed by them have to step out of it as well. And step into their own piece of leadership. Being a leader doesn't mean that you have to lead a whole team and you've got this corporation. You can literally be the marketing person that is keeping this business running and you are a leadership in that marketing. And so it's your job to be like, hey, you know what? I know what you're saying and I hear what you're saying. However, what I was thinking was, or what trends I've seen is, like that to me, that's a team, which is what you're looking for when you're running a business.
Yeah. And just take the time to, the moment you choose to bring someone else in your business, you now become a leader.
Mm-hmm.
And that idea shouldn't scare you. It's okay. I mean, you're fully capable of doing it. Just treat people like you would want to be treated. And as soon as those items come off your table, that first item that stays on your to-do list is to be a leader. Is to check in on your team, is to set your team up for success. Like that becomes yes. an automatic thing that is now on your plate. Check in with them. I know we're all on Zoom and all of that. No, Kat and I had a huge long conversation beforehand and going back, how are you doing? Oh, did you hear about, oh, I got to tell you this, this is going on. We have lives too. You know, mm-hmm. we have things going on behind the scenes, whether they are business or whether they are personal. Treat people like people. You know, I try to check in with most of my clients. We have an agenda. We've got an hour Zoom and, you know, we're on the clock and we've got some things to do. First 5 minutes, how you doing? What's going yeah. on? You doing all right? You getting sleep? Did you take care of yourself? I mean, treat people like people.
Mm-hmm.
Is really, it's what I call the golden rule.
Huh, I've never heard of this.
Yeah, it's the golden rule to being a leader because it's the golden rule in general. Like, just treat people like people. I mean, it applies in business, but for some reason, there's a disconnect.
Yeah.
And as a business owner, you get so sucked into everything else that you need to keep track of and the bottom line, and I've got to make money, and here's a profit, and this is, you start thinking about what things and people cost you.
Yep.
Instead of the mindset of what they mean to you. and what you wouldn't have without them.
Yeah.
And that's the mindset to put yourself in the moment you become a leader.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. Like that, preach it. No, sorry. Sorry, y'all. well, kooky today. No, you're so right though. And you're right. We do forget because people get so caught up in the business mind that they're just like, as soon as they hop on a call or something, they're like, okay, so this is what we're doing today. Right. Mm-hmm. However, like you said, if you can take the few minutes to be genuinely like, how are you doing? How are you mm-hmm. right? Like you can see it in people's face, right? I don't care how good somebody puts on, they're like, I'm good. And you're like, that is the fakest smile I have ever seen in my life. You are not good, right? But have
what's really going on. Yeah.
Have that conversation. I mean, I've done it with people before, even on my podcast. You know, I had a lady that we were supposed to do a podcast and we hopped on. I could just see it in her face. And I was like, how are you doing? And she was like, I'm just, you know, there's this and there's this. And I was like, you know what? Why don't we just reschedule the podcast? Like, we'll talk. I don't need you to hop off, but like, we don't have to do this right now. And if you can give people that grace as well, you may actually find out what some underlying issues are way before they become a mountain of a problem.
Mm-hmm. And if you create that open, like you were saying, that open communication that doesn't just apply in business stuff, but if they know you genuinely care, and that you will listen to them, and maybe it's not something that they want to hear, you know, oh, you know, my spouse or my partner, you know, is being courted for a job in another state. And so that may not be what your employer wants to hear, but that's what's on your mind. And if someone mm-hmm. creates that open line of communication, no matter what that means to business-wise, people will feel comfortable talking to you, not only about personal, but about business things that are a little uncomfortable. Like you mm-hmm. said, owning and being a leader in marketing. If you're the social media person on the team, or if you're the website person on the team, but like owning your zone of expertise and knowing that there's this open atmosphere where you can say, hey, listen, you know, I hear it all. Just like you were saying, I hear you. This is my experience with this. This is what I recommend. Let's work this out and let's figure it out. And then we'll go in a game plan. But it's not this atmosphere that people don't want to argue with you, don't want to bring mm-hmm. up a different point of view. I'm going to burst your bubble. You don't always know what's best. Oh, even yes. though you're the business owner, you need to have other perspectives. You need to have other points of view. And educate yourself in that so that then you can think through all of the pieces mm-hmm. and then make the decision for you and your business.
And think of how many amazing opportunities you could be missing out on because you're so stuck in what you know that you didn't take the time to hear what someone else knew, which could have skyrocketed your business, right? It could have been something you would have never thought of that would have made things 10 times easier and could have brought you to a whole nother level. Like being open, I mean, even when I do networking calls with people, you know, I chat about my business and stuff and we exchange ideas, right? Because I know you only know what you know, right? And sometimes you still don't know what you know. So having those kinds of conversations, right?
Don't tell anybody.
So much. Oh, yeah. Sorry. But you learn so much, right? And like I have, because someone has told me something and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's actually a great idea. Like I have spun their idea and been like, oh, but I could change it and do it this way. And now it's like a whole nother realm and it opens up this whole other space of possibilities and brainstorming and things that you never would have thought of. But you're right. It comes down to treating people as human beings, and knowing how to level with people. And, as a leader, understanding it's okay to be wrong as well.
Yes. And people will respect you if you admit when you're wrong, or if you can admit, you know, that's a really good idea. I think we need to run with that one mm-hmm. and let someone else take the helm and run with their idea and take a little bit of ownership in it. It's creating the space that probably you wanted when you worked for someone else to kind of own your own thing and run with your idea. But you are the one that's responsible for creating that space. And that's why it kind of comes back to, if you put the right people in the right places, you're not gonna run through the turnover and, you know, a horrible team and people not getting along, and you're responsible for that atmosphere. And it starts with figuring out exactly what help you need and then finding that right person and putting them in the right places, attaching them to their zone of genius and letting them run with it and trusting them and valuing that. Guarantee you, you will build whatever it is you want to build a whole lot quicker and easier. I watched it happen in action. Go from like chaos to working 12, 14 hours a day and all the things going on. You put one or two strategic people in place, you're going on 3 weeks of vacation and not worrying about your business, and you've tripled the amount of money you make.
Yep.
Literally watched it happen. And it's not magic. It's really not magic. There's no secret key or there's no secret sauce. We're literally telling you right here, right now, that's what you do. Yeah. That's the process that you go through.
Yep. I mean, I might have a magic wand. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, there's a key over here that I like to share.
We're not going to, you know, we're going to leave that one. That's ours. That's mine.
Tell people about that.
Love this conversation so much. Okay, y'all, we're going to have to like release it behind the scenes because y'all are going to laugh at the amount of fun that we have. But you're right. It's just, we complicate things to like the furthest extent. And it's really not that hard. And you made such an amazing point about, you know, one of the reasons that you probably left corporate is because of the way that you were treated. So make sure that you're creating the atmosphere that you wish you would have had so that others can now move into that space. Otherwise, you're just creating a space of corporate all over again, except for you are now the bad guy versus being the one that's catching all the crap.
And I watch it happen all the time. And listen, I get it. It's easy. You don't recognize why corporate falls in that mindset until you are corporate and you're running your own business. You are the CEO, and then you're, oh, there's all this. You don't even realize it happens a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Very good people, they're not bad people, and they don't even want to be corporate bad people. But the decisions they make are based on bottom line. They're based on business only. And while, yes, your business needs need to take precedent, part of your business need is your people. Yep. And so you can't put your money need over your people need, because if you do, you're going to have a bigger people need because you don't have people.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're back to being corporate. So it's really making decisions based around the needs of your entire business. And that has to include the people that are there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. So I can't thank you enough for being a part of the podcast again and diving into it's fun. And diving into this piece. Is there any last words, any last pieces of advice you'd like to give to people that either are starting a team or maybe have a team and just feel like shit's not working?
Yeah. If you are in either one of those places, you know, try to do what we have outlined here. You know, we've given you a lot of the step-by-step things, but if it's still feeling overwhelming or confusing and you can't figure it out, reach out for help. You know, I strictly help folks and have some offers that are just based around your team and figuring out who those right people are and putting them in the right places. And if you're looking to step up in your business and grow to the next level and or create that perfect team to grow even farther, reach out for help. There are people that can help you figure that one out. You don't have to figure it out on your own.
Yeah, definitely. And we forget that a lot. even when we have other people, it's like, ask for help. I love that so much. So thank you again so much for being a part of the podcast. And of course, before we go, please tell everyone again, for those that did not catch the first episode, where can everybody find you? How can they connect with you? How can they be in your world?
I love to live over on LinkedIn. So come connect with me on LinkedIn. Shoot me a message. I love to just get to know you. If you're going to be in my world, I want to get in your world and get to know you. So come connect with me on LinkedIn. You can also check out my website. It is whitenerpros.com.
Whoop, whoop. Okay. Well, of course, we'll have all that in the show notes as well, you guys. So I hope you got some amazing value and I hope you were taking notes. If not, you should go back and listen to this again, especially with the amazing tips that Mara gave in the beginning about prioritizing, especially if you're thinking about building a team. And to be honest, even if you have a team, to figure out if they're on the right seat of the bus or in the right place, as Mara said. So understand the importance of that. And again, thank you so much for being a part of the podcast today. Had a blast chatting with you as always.
Too. Thank you again for having me. And yeah, we may release some behind the scenes because it's a little little crazy when Kat and I get together.
It's a lot of fun, y'all. We could have a show about it. It'd be great. Oh gosh. So I hope you guys share, like, subscribe, share this with everyone. And until next time, don't forget, do one thing positive for someone each and every day and see the difference that it makes in your life. So until next time, have a fantastic day. Hello again, and thank you so much for being a part of the podcast today. If you enjoyed this episode and it brought tons of value, we ask that you please share, like, and subscribe. Your support means the world to us and helps us to reach even more inspiring entrepreneurs who can benefit from these powerful conversations. If you haven't already, be sure to leave a review on your favorite podcast platform, as this feedback is an amazing gift that fuels our growth and helps us to continually improve this podcast. Looking for an extra dose of inspiration and empowerment? Then be sure to connect with me on social media. You can find me at The Lotus Effect, where I share valuable resources and tips while sharing my own journey of being an entrepreneur. And if you're interested in learning more about my coaching programs and services, be sure to check out my website at the-lotus-effect.com. Once again, thank you so much for being a part of Real Chat with Kat. Your presence and support makes all the difference. Remember, whether you find yourself in the depths of the mud or on the path of growth, we all have a unique journey. And just like the lotus, some of us start in the dirtiest of mud, yet as we rise and grow, we blossom into something beautiful, unique, and truly one of a kind. To all of my visionaries out there, keep rising and growing as you create your own Lotus Effect.